The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, Mr.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
All right, man. Welcome to The Grind this morning. I'm listening to myself. I'm like, man, don't you show out on me this morning. I hear the snap, the crackling, and the popping. Man, that means that something must be fire. Something must be getting ready to happen. Amazing this morning. Well, you know, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Grind, yet another edition of the realest show ever, unscripted conversation. This is the people show, so you absolutely have a voice. If you follow me on Facebook Live, then, okay, just go to Nathan McCray. You can put your comments in right there, ladies and gentlemen. If you're following me on Instagram, then pop on right there. I'm live on Instagram. I'm also live. I can't see it on my iPad over here, but I'm also live on YouTube. So somebody give me a thumbs up on how I'm coming through on the actual YouTube channel because I can't pull it up right now. But man, we're live and man, I'm hungry. So I got to put a little something in my body. Because yesterday was a big day. Ran around, did a lot. Happy belated Independence Day for everybody. That we didn't get a chance to say that to yesterday. Hope you guys had a blast. Hope you guys were safe. Hope you were able to get back in touch with some family members, some friends, and rekindle some relationships and reminisce a little bit. Talk about the way things used to be, you know. Talk about Independence Day, all of that great stuff. Shoot off some fireworks. You're able to enjoy a couple of hot dogs and some ribs and some whatever it is you put on the grill. Could have just been a vegetable skewer, kind of like we did. But whatever it was, ladies and gentlemen, hopefully you had a great day yesterday. Actually, in that mode of wind down where you're like, man, I got to just chill out today. You may have drank too much. Just face it, y'all drank too much alcohol yesterday, and y'all don't feel like getting up this morning. Some of y'all are just dragging out of the bed right now, right? Like, let me just put the grind on and lay here and listen to it. I ain't mad at you. I'm not judging either. It's all good. It's all good. But man, I'm happy to be standing before you or sitting before you guys this morning, man. And pressing you guys. I appreciate you guys chiming off. You know, dialing in, guys, just to hear me, you know, rant and rumble a little bit. Hello to all of my people on Facebook Live. What's going on? Mrs. Fundy Charlie, what's going on, young lady? Great morning to you. Mrs. Latrice Staley, great morning to you, Latrice. John B. Riley, great morning to you, sir. Everybody that's chiming on, man, amazing morning. You know, to all of you guys. And today is a tough day for a lot of people around the world. Hopefully you got your coffee, you got your tea. Whatever it's going to take, guys, get you awake this morning because we want to talk about something that's going to step on some toes. Heck, man, that's what we do every day. Every time this show pops on, we step on some toes, man. As they used to say, we kick butt, we kick names, but we do it in a good way. We don't do it to offend nobody. We do it to help everybody move to the next level, you know. And you guys know me, man. I love to watch movies. When I spend my time, when I'm relaxing, I just love to sit down and watch a good movie. Hey, great morning, Miss Pam McCray. I just saw you a few minutes ago. Awesome. Great morning to you. Man, so great morning. Oh, my people on IG, great morning. Who said hello? Miss Rashawn Wood, great morning to you. Man, great morning to everybody that's chiming on. Thank you guys for saying hello and good morning. That's very, very courteous and very, very kind. So y'all know me. I love a good movie. Didn't get a chance to watch any movies yesterday. You know, And you know, we're kind of like in grind mode right now, guys. We're in you know, success mode, trying to move to the next level. So, you know, things aren't, you know, the way they are coming to being around the house. But that's how things are when you're moving, when you're growing, when you're moving to the next level, guys. That's how things are. And we talked about that yesterday. We talked about that little sliver of a moment that you have throughout the day, that you have the opportunity to either stay the same or grow. And some people take that opportunity. Some people don't take that opportunity. So, and it's funny because we were talking about people that were going to be a part of the 3%, people that were going to be a part of the 5%, people that want to be a part of the 3 or 5% and just probably never will, people that are a part of the 3 to 5%, and of the world, and it's a funny thing, man, because, and then I don't want to step on any toes today, but I kind of do. You got to make up your mind what you're going to be. You know, what percentage of this thing are you going to tap into? You know, you have to make your mind up. Some of you have made your minds up, you know, and it's just, you know, squarely through actions, and that's cool. You know, if your actions say, man, I'm gonna be, and I don't want to knock nobody's profession, so I'm gonna choose the right one, because people are what they are. But you're gonna say I'm gonna be a ditch digger for the rest of my life. And you're gonna be a great ditch digger. You're gonna say I'm gonna be a janitor for the rest of my life, and you're gonna be an awesome janitor. I don't have a problem with that. That's what you aspire to. That's what you want. All right. But I'm talking to all of the people that's on this show right now that actually aspire to a higher calling in the world, right? A higher calling. A higher calling is somewhere other than where you are right now, because you can't go higher until you actually tap into some sort of a sacrifice. So they, you know, you have to tap into the sacrifice to actually get to where you want to go. So it requires enough of you. That's how we actually go higher. There's always a price to pay, right? So in my Facebook post, I said, what's your number, right? What's your number? And what is your number when you ask that question? You're saying, what is my drop dead date? What is my go date? Where is that moment in my life? What's my time frame that I've given myself to say, I'm going to do this by this date or that day? Now, I'm not talking about your everyday chores. All right, I'm talking about that date that you say that you set. And some of you, this is like stepping on your toes, because some of you haven't set that date, right? We've heard people say, you know, write the number, make it plain, write the goal, make it plain. It needs to be visual. People, you need to be able to hear, not just hear, but actually see where you're going. And you need to put it up on the wall. You need to put it up on the mirror. You need to write it in your calendar, write it in your notes. Where are you going? What are you doing? Because if you don't know what that date is, I promise you guys, every day that date will change. And it's contingent upon what you do for that day. If you set a date, you said, man, by January 1st, 2019, I'm going to be this, this, and this. And you may wake up a month from then, months from now, and you look at the things that you need to get done and the things that you've done last month, and that date starts to slip day by day, week by week, and month by month. And you don't remember what you slipped it so many times, you don't remember what the date was that you woke up. You don't remember what the date is that you decided to, that you're going to do something, that you do something different and profound for your life through your actions. So you don't really understand what those numbers mean, you know, and you know, because you don't run down. You don't know how profound they are because you don't know the number. It's not in your head. It's not plain and simple so you can see it all the time. Your goals aren't down on paper. Heck, they're not even on your smart pad, right? They're not even. That's a quick start. And they're not. Thank God this is the realest show ever. They're not even up on your wall. They're not anywhere. You don't even see them. So that means when somebody comes by and they knock you off your mark, you can't even get back on and says, okay, you know, where was I? Because the human mind is built to process things and a lot of things. But it's a muscle just like anything else. If you don't train that muscle to be able to maintain and increase, then it won't do it. So we have to make sure that we write things down. Some of us love to write. Man, I used to be a big writer. I do believe that there's a connection between the mind and the brain and the hands, right? So I don't believe that I have a mega memory. So I need to actually either use my smart pad or I need to either use my I like to use the Pages app or the Notes app. The Notes app for me, I use that when I'm driving, and I'll hit the button and I'll make a verbal note, right? And the Pages, I'll come back to my computer and I'll go into Pages on my Mac and I'll type that thing out and I'll give it a name, and I've always got a digital representation of what we are. And people will say, some people will say, well, I just like to write it. I like to write it. And those are the people that have four or five books, you know, stacked up. If that's your system, that's your system. Use that system, but when that system starts to fail you, when you can no longer flip through four books and find what you need speedily and readily, then, guys, we got to change. We got to advance. We got to evolve with time, right? We have to go digital, just like the world is going digital. You can't check. I swear my mom will try to do that. I swear to some of you right now that still go to the grocery store and stand in line, try to write a check, and everybody's standing behind you talking about, I know that they ain't writing a check right now. Please, somebody tell me they ain't writing a check right now. And everybody get mad because you're stuck in a time warp, and it's not just you that's being affected. It's the people behind you that now have to wait because you ain't caught up, right? So I'm saying that to say this, guys. Evolve with the time. Write your stuff down. If you write it down, man, transfer it into digital. See how special that is. Once you and here's what, indeed, before you guys say it, here's some things that people are going to say. Well, you know, what if that computer crashes and I've lost everything? I don't live in that age anymore, all right? Things are stored in what they call the cloud. Even Google has one. Google has their own thing. If you do it the right way, guys, and you attach things to your email, then, guys, I tell you, it'll stay there. I don't want my stuff up in the cloud. Here's the thing. The person that makes excuses and they got good at making excuses, you can tell them whatever you want to tell them, they're going to make an excuse for it. So you can't get everybody to do the right thing. That's just reality. So you get your digital notes, man. You can type, you know, whatever it is that starts with the search with it. Whatever you're typing, boom, boom, boom. I was typing, I think I was talking about airplanes. Boom, boom, boom. And it brings up your stuff, airplanes, right? So now you're in this new age. You're in this new era, and you're writing stuff down, and you're transferring it from your book to your PC, to your iPad. Your technology is getting smaller, it's getting faster, it's getting more robust. We talked about the processor in your computer. We talked about the processor in your brain. But I said all that to say this. Write it down. Once you write it down, then it's there. And if you type it, yeah, and the show's gonna end because I didn't put the right time in it. But we're still on Facebook Live. All of my people that are actually on Blog Talk Radio, go to my Facebook channel, go to my Facebook page, and I'm live right there because this is going to end in 90 seconds because I overlooked the time on this show. All right? Transparency, creativity. So, guys, also Instagram, Nathan McCray 1, you can see me there as well. All right? Got to get into the news. But here's the deal. Your number. Write it down. What's your date? Guys, let me tell you how emphatic I am about understanding dates. Pam and I, we have a thing with writing it down, knowing when we want to go this, when we want to hit this, when we want to have X amount of dollars in the bank, when we want to actually be able to do this, and this. Dates rule the world, right? So you write it down and you make it plain. It's in front of you, right? There's no shame in having things on your bathroom mirror. Guys, you know, my date, I want to ask you this. What is the date that you were woke? What's the date that you got woke? What's the date that you finally said, and this may be new to some of you, you finally said, man, I'm it's a wrap. I'm woke. Nobody can can convince me that it's the right thing to do to stay on a job and continually build someone else's dreams and try and retire on a 40-40-40 plan. Guys, this, let me tell you something. This is not what I'm saying to you guys right now. It's not about network marketing. It's not about traditional business. It's not about any industry in particular. What I'm telling you guys right now is about you. It's about how you're going to accomplish your goals and what are your expectations. If your expectations, and I'm going to tell you guys this. This is one thing that I do know, okay? Your expectations is one thing I do know. I know a lot of stuff, but this is one thing I know for sure. That the 40-40-40 plan, ladies and gentlemen, is not going to give you what you need when all of the dust settles. Heck, it's not going to give you what you need while the dust is being kicked up. Because there's no way, with the economy being where it is right now, that you're going to actually work for 40 years for 40 hours a week. Now it's 40 plus hours a week. For 40 hours a week and expect to retire on 40% of what you've earned. It's a fallacy. It's something that they set up, ladies and gentlemen, just for you to drop money into it and say, okay, I believe in this thing. I'm going to drop money in my 401k, which people think is a retirement plan, and it's not. It's simply a way for you to defer taxes on money until you're ready to use it. And when you pull that money out, guess what? You're still going to get taxes on it. So there are people that are sitting back saying, I got a 401k. It's a tax code. That's all that is. 401k is a tax code. It's not a retirement plan. So don't be fooled into that. Guys, I was asleep on that for a moment. It was one of the things that defined the date that I said, you know what? I'm tired. I'm not doing this anymore. Now, I didn't jump up from my desk and just quit. I ain't stupid. My mama didn't raise no fool. I didn't just jump up and quit. Guys, I knew that I needed that good job, as they say. And I was going to ride that thing, man, until the wheels fell off. And that's what I did. I wrote it. But there was a date, ladies and gentlemen. And I wrote that. Here's that date right here. You guys see this date on Instagram, on Facebook? Here's the date. I put this date on the inside of my arm, ladies and gentlemen. All right? And for all of my Roman numeral scholars, you already know what this date is. All right? You've already done the numerology in your head. And you said that, you know, Nate's woke date was February 1st, 2011. 2011, ladies and gentlemen. That's my woke date. That's the date I sat at my desk and I finally said, and I'm gonna tell you how vividly I remember it. I sat at my desk in corporate America and it was 30 days after I said I was going to have a New Year's resolution. And my New Year's resolution, 30 days into that New Year's resolution, it had a lot to do with my goals in corporate America and everywhere else. But that New Year's resolution, guys, I realized that that 30th day, which was February 1st, 2011, that I wasn't accomplishing those goals. I wasn't sticking to that New Year's resolution. It wasn't happening. It's like a ton of bricks fell on me and I got it. I'm like, okay, this isn't it. And I got to start working my way into something else. So what's your number? What's your number? What's that number that you've written down on paper and that number's old and faded and you said by January 15th, or it doesn't have to be a specific, you know, even pretty date, guys. It needs to be, it could be any date, March 13th, you know, 2020. This is what I'm going to have accomplished. This is what I'm going to do, and this is where I'm going to be. And then through that date, ladies and gentlemen, you start putting things in place and perspective, and you start setting what we call goals to get you to that date. So what I believe firmly on reflecting back on where you were, understanding where you are, and knowing where you're going. Those three, ladies and gentlemen, are crucial to you moving forward in life. If you don't know where you came from, right? Now, I didn't say dwell on where you came from. I didn't say use where you came from as a crutch. I didn't say stay broken. I didn't say continually stay in that pain. I didn't say become a professional victim and you love getting attention being broke. and pain and painful. And if you get more attention being a victim as opposed to being a successor, then guys, a lot of people do that. I didn't say stay there. I said reflect on it. And you only reflect on that date, ladies and gentlemen, your past, because you never want to go back there. I never want to go back to this moment in my life. I never want to be sitting in corporate America at my desk again saying, I wish I wasn't here and I got to do something. This has got to change. I never want to be there. But this is my visual representation. Every time I go to kick my arms back and be in my comfort zone and I look over, guys, I see this number on my arm. And I say, oh, don't get comfortable, Nate. Get up. Get up. Remember. This is what you said you were going to do. And, guys, it took until 4 years ago for things to start really getting traction. It took us becoming homeless. It took us losing everything we had and we lost it. It took us going through so many things and the nail got so sharp. And it's like, have you ever been through stuff and you don't, you know it hurts, but you're like, the pain of staying doesn't outweigh the pain of moving forward. So you just kind of stay there because nobody ever challenges you. Nobody ever comes and pulls you out. Nobody ever talks to you about it. You just kind of stay there. And that's when you know that you're in the comfort zone and you're accustomed to mediocre. I learned that failure was always convenient is when I made a choice, guys, to say, you know what? I got to be more than who I was yesterday. I don't care if it's a little thing that I changed today. I don't care if I do something different today than I did yesterday. I feel good because I know it's growth. Some people are sitting on a nail and they say, oh, God, that hurts. So they get up and they sit right back on the same nail in a different spot. And then the next day they switch around again and sit right back on that same nail. And they get up and they do the same thing every single day with the understanding that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting a different result. And so many people are so squarely in that because they've never set a date. They've never woke up and decided that they were no longer going to stay where they are. And when you realize that I'm no longer going to stay right where I am right now, why would you say that? The only reason you would say that, ladies and gentlemen, is if the pain of staying the same outweighed the pain of growing into something better, something bigger, something faster, something stronger. There has to be something in your right there in that present moment that makes you tattoo that number on your arm. There's got to be something there that makes you tattoo a number that is in one of the most painful places to get a tattoo. Because you want to remember the pain and never go back there. So I'm not telling you on this broadcast this morning, ladies and gentlemen, to go out and get a tattoo on your forehead, on your arm, on your butt cheek. I'm not telling you to get a tattoo. As a matter of fact, I'm not telling you what to do. But what I am telling you is that you have to find a way to write your number down that you're going to remember it every single day. Whenever you get uncomfortable, you know that you're growing. Whenever you get comfortable, have that number somewhere to where it becomes very, very relevant that you don't need to stay comfortable. And once you write it down, ladies and gentlemen, it becomes a part of who you were. You remember it because you're not going to stay there and you're not going back to that point. That's your past. You take your present and you work on your present, ladies and gentlemen. Your present is only where you are for that very moment. Your future is coming very, very soon. As a matter of fact, every single second, every single minute, but we don't quantify it that intensely, every single second and minute and hour of the day is you moving into your future. So you have to make up your mind. There's a kamikaze frog coming at me. So you have to make up your mind that you are gonna quantify it and drill down that intently because sometimes, guys, it takes that. It takes you moving from the 10,000-foot view down to the 1,000-foot view, and then if you don't get it then, it's like a map, at that point, you have to drill down all the way to the 100-foot view. And then, man, you may have to pull out the magnifying glass and say, you know what, man, what's really going on here? Because if I'm not growing, if I don't feel I'm growing weekly, then I need to move that thing a little deeper and see how I can push myself on an hourly or daily basis, right? Whatever works for you. Everybody has their own level that they have to start on, because some people suck at the 10,000-foot view. You set a goal at 10,000 foot, you can't even see it. It's not even close enough to affect you, and you don't even worry about it anymore. It's just business as usual. But when you set a goal at the 1,000-foot view, if you got that eagle vision, you can see it. You're like, okay, I see that thing. And as a matter of fact, I can see how it's affecting me right now. But there's some of you that 1,000-foot view is not going to work. You can't see your number from 1,000 foot. So you have to drill down to the 100-foot view. And you have to use that zoom like you use on your phone when you're looking at people's pictures and you're trying to figure out exactly what's going on with them. Did they app themselves up, you know, or are they lying about? Yeah, that right there. Use that zoom on your life. Stop worrying about them. Use the zoom on your own life. Figure out what it is that you need to do in that very moment, in that very second, in that very hour. What is it that I need to do right in this moment to move myself to the next level? Guys, if you're like me, Pam will tell you there's things that I get, I'll get something here, and I immediately get up and go do it. Because I can't, when I don't write it down, and it's not always for me to write down, sometimes it's for me to go do right then. So I just get up and I go do it. And here's the important part. I'm not looking for anybody to give me a handshake after I do it. I'm not looking for anybody to pat me on the back. What I do is for me. I need to grow. I need to move to the next level. Define what your number is. Define what your level is, where you are right now, because we got to know where we work. We got to know where we are. Where are you right now? What's your woke date? What's the date? What's the date, ladies and gentlemen, that you said? What's the date, ladies and gentlemen, that you said, I'm going to do it? You said it. I didn't. What's that date? Go back and write that thing down again. Don't write it in pencil this time, okay? Because some of you are erasing too much. Write it in pen. As a matter of fact, write it in bold marker. This is my date. Put it on your mirror at home, in your bathroom. Put it around your house. Put your goals around where you can see them. Make it a constant reminder because, guys, it's easy to get plugged back into the matrix. It really is. It's easy. It's easy. Failure is always convenient. What's your number? Find out what that number is, ladies and gentlemen, and make that your point of success. Now, my number, ladies and gentlemen, I put it on my arm because it's my past, right? My past is I don't want to go back to this date, but this is when I got woke. This is when I sat at my desk and decided that I was going to take some time away from them to start building my own hopes and dreams. Did I go out and start a Fortune 500 company? No, absolutely. You can't do that off the cuff. Not unless you Bill Gates or the dude that started Facebook or something like that. And then there was a story for them. They started in the basement with people laughing at them. The Martin Zuckerberg started Facebook with people laughing at him and saying, what is Facebook? What the heck is that? Somebody's going to get on that. Facebook started out as something that they used in college campuses to connect each other on college campuses. And it started to grow. Bill Gates never went to college. But he was in the right place at the right time. You know, you see the glory, but you don't know the story. Michael Jordan became a great basketball player, not because anybody said he was, but because he worked hard to become great on his craft. You didn't see him when he was in North Carolina shooting shots in the snow. You didn't see him when he was a little kid dribbling the basketball, you know, taking it everywhere he went. Eat, sleep, and breathe with the basketball. You didn't see him when he was scoring 60-point games and still losing because he didn't have a team around him to help him win. You didn't see all of those frustrating moments. You just see the 2-3 right now that is the greatest of all times. You don't see the drama that LeBron goes through. Everybody looks at LeBron, they're like, okay, LeBron, you know, I hate LeBron. And then some people are like, I love LeBron. But what you don't see about LeBron and people like Michael Jordan, people like Tiger Woods, people like the people that are not letting things get to them, you don't see that they're emotional giants. They don't allow their emotions to dictate who they are and where they're going. I seen somebody get in LeBron's face the other day in a game, and LeBron understood the gravity of who he was and what he offered. And I was impressed because this is not the first time I've seen him do this. He dunked on somebody. Somebody, you know, when you get dunked on, you get a little mad, right? You're a little mad, you know. So he dunked on somebody, and the guy, you know, he got down off the rim, and the guy, you know, bumped him into him, and LeBron, you know, kind of like kept running, and the guy got in LeBron's face, and LeBron was looking at him, and then somebody else, that wasn't enough test, you know, LeBron let the guy fly. If that wasn't enough, somebody else came from the sideline, a bigger dude than this. He's like, so he got in LeBron's face. LeBron said, okay, I'm not going to swing at you because if I swing at you, we lose. If I grab you, we lose. If I touch you, if I do like this, if I whatever I do, I get ejected, like we lose the game, we lose the championship, we lose everything, right? So he just let that thing go. Now, the one thing that he said is, I'm not telling you he didn't get mad. What I am telling you is that he operated within the boundaries of his emotions, understanding what he could do and what he couldn't do, not because it would have been it's easy for not to hit this guy. It's hard for him to fight that, right? But he did what he did because he knew that what he offered. He knew that if he got out of the game, it was a wrap. So he did the one thing that he could do. He talked. He went right back at him, right in you in my face. I'm in your face. Let's see who's going to break down first. LeBron's like, I'm not a mental midget. I can tell you right now, I was born in the dark. This is what I do. But that's who you got to become. What's your number? What's your resolve to actually do what it is that you need to do to get where you need to be? Some of you guys have amazing opportunities sitting in front of you. Some of you have already let amazing opportunities pass you by. I tell you right now on this broadcast, ladies and gentlemen, don't be poor. Don't be poor. P-O-O-R. Do not pass over opportunities repeatedly, because those moments and opportunities in your life define where you are and where you're going. And if you're not moving forward, you're standing still. And if you're standing still, you may as well be going backwards, because everybody's passing you by like you're going backwards. So what's your number? What's your number? Figure that out, ladies and gentlemen. You may have a couple of sets of numbers. It may be your number when you got woke. I definitely want you guys to figure that out. Some of you have just gotten woke on this broadcast. Then that's your number. That's your number. Write that number down. This is my woke date. I got woke. It didn't mean I knew everything in the world, but I got woke to the realization that there's more out there for me than what I'm doing right now. There's more out there for me than what I've settled for today. I am the sum total today of the things that I've done thus far. How do I move myself into another level, to another tax bracket? I got to do more than what I'm doing right now. I got to do more. So write that date down. And then you decide that I'm going to write the date down. I'm gonna move, get my next goal. Figure out what that is, ladies and gentlemen. It becomes a part of who you are. Y'all see Pam McCray joining me in the mirror. She don't think y'all see her. That's all right. It's okay, baby. It's the realest show ever.
Let you see your comments.
Oh, no. Come on, baby. Give
Can
it
you
to
see
me.
Your
I see him. I see him.
Okay.
See, that's my partner right there. She always got my back. Say hello to everybody, Pam. They see you in the mirror. She always got my back, man. I see the comments, and I want to get to the comments, but I want to make sure that you guys understand this, because and we're gonna talk. Pam and I are gonna do a show on partnership, you know, and a lot of things are coming into this thing, guys. And I'm gonna say something here in a minute, but once you figure out what your number is, ladies and gentlemen, write it down, make it plain, put it around your house. Start setting your goals. Put those goals around your house. Keep everything visible. Because here's what I do know. With elevation comes gravity. And the higher you start to elevate, ladies and gentlemen, the more gravity that you're going to encounter. Promise you that. People are going to kick dirt on you. People are going to kick dirt up at you. People are going to grab you, try to pull you down. Because people don't want to be left behind. People, and if they can't come with you, the majority of people don't want you to go. But you got to find out who the people are that are in you, who the people are that are around you that you that your life is affecting, you got to find out who's willing and ready to raise to the top with you. Because it's easy to go by yourself, but it's profound to go with someone else. And when you start separating the wheat from the tares, ladies and gentlemen, that's when the rubber starts meeting the road. And you start realizing that everybody's not going to go with you. Everybody's not going to buckle down and do whatever it takes and take the hit to make the sacrifice. You can't wait for them. You got to separate yourself. You got to remove all of the toxins from your circle and control what happens inside that thing. Set the standards for what you want in your life, ladies and gentlemen, and you start attracting the right stuff. You're going to have to let some stuff go, and you're going to have to be strong. But when you know your number, ladies and gentlemen, you are going to do whatever it takes to hit that number. All right? It ain't going to be easy. So I'm gonna jump into some comments quickly, guys, because I know that I want to say and set something up for you guys. Man, you guys have been very, very vocal, man. I love you guys. And this is the realest show ever, man. So I actually want to say, so Apostle DJ Wiggins says his woke date. So he's got his woke date, ladies and gentlemen. Anthony Edwards says that day came already spiritually, though, because it starts there. Absolutely. Everything starts spiritually. Guys, we are spiritual beings first before anything. So you're absolutely right, Anthony Edwards. Great morning, Ms. Jimma James. Shelly Sam Beavers, great morning, young lady. Great to have you, as always. Hope Richardson, great morning to you as well. Pamela Cray says, good stuff. That cycle must be broken. We were insane doing the same thing every year, like a hamster going around the wheel, of course. Then we got woke. Hamster going nowhere. Then we got woke. And your woke date doesn't mean that boom, everything happens. There are no magical rainbows with, you know, popsicles at the end, guys. There's no leprechauns. It's about you going to work and making the change happen, not waiting for it to happen, right? Pam says we will never go back. We will not get comfortable. We got to fight. So Shelly has a frog. Shelly Beavers has a frog fear. She has a fear of frogs. We call that FOL. Fear of frogs, Shelly. Don't let me know that. I'm going to bring a frog with me next time I see you. Gerald Goldsmith. Good stuff. The struggle is real, but you can defeat it with a plan. Absolutely. Absolutely, sir. You can defeat it with a plan, and you got to stick to that plan. Absolutely. We all make plans sometimes, and we let those plans fall by the wayside because of secondary circumstances. Things happen in life, you know, and they just take us off of our mark, guys. The trenches below the trenches, guys. We talk about that all the time. Ain't no light down there, guys. Your diamonds being pressed into diamonds, guys. That's how it works. You don't get dusted off as a diamond, ladies and gentlemen, until you get out of the trenches below the trenches. All right? You ain't shining down there, guys. Mold yourself, pressure yourself, and that's how you get to be a diamond. The pressure is what creates the precious stone. Gerald Goldsmith, driving to a dead-end job and just woke up. Absolutely. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Get woke, man. Now go in there and build yourself something for you. You've been putting everything on the back burner for them. Now build yourself something for you. Take time to do that. All right? Great job. That's what I'm talking about. Girls, I need to find another group. Absolutely, man. You need you another core group, man. Get you a new squad. Get you a new team. People, and don't be, and look, don't allow people to make you feel guilty. All right? And you got to call up everybody in your and be like, look, man, we can't talk no more. It's a wrap. Okay, look, don't call me no more. Don't come to my house no more. When you see me on the street, don't speak to me no more. That ain't what I'm saying. What I am saying is that when you start elevating to other levels, doing different things, people will recognize that. And when they recognize that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you, you're going to get with it, or they're going to fall to the side. It's up to you to move yourself to the next level. Anthony Edwards says, it's a process. Rochelle Williams says, this is some real talk. Thanks, my brother. Absolutely, Rochelle. You are absolutely welcome. Pam Mickens, Pam McCray, that throws me off. She She has been made, man. So everybody knows who she is from back in the day. She leaves no stone unturned. She says things will always happen. We cannot allow them to slide. Allow them to slide, track us or stay on track. Absolutely. So guys, I'm gonna tell you guys something. We all have stuff inside of us that the world needs, and we have to figure out what that stuff is. And once you figure out what that stuff is, it empowers you, because now you're functioning in what God gave you and not what somebody else told you. When you function in that power, ladies and gentlemen, nobody can ever take that from you because it's God-given. But you got to find out what that power is first. A lot of us are trying to function in an arena, and we're like a fish out of water. We're trying to function and do things that aren't synonymous and not cohesive. It's just not contingent upon what God called us to be. And we feel it. We know it. Every day we get up and we're miserable because we're not functioning in our giftings that God gave us. We're not diligent in finding the vehicles to help us realize our dreams, to help us manifest those dreams. I said it time and time again. Some of you have opportunities in front of you right now. Some of you are passing over opportunities because it's the fear of failure. Man, that's a whole nother show right there, the fear of failure. We call that FOF2, Shelly. Fear frogs, fear of failure. That's just fear, man. Fear is realizing that, you know what, you don't have all of the answers, so you just freeze, right? Fear is the fear of what you don't know. And I'm going to give you guys one of the answers. You're not going to have it all figured out. It's not going to just come to you in a dream and manifest itself overnight. You're just not going to have it all. So you start, and once you start, ladies and gentlemen, everything starts to open up and things start to pour. And there's going to be those moments where you're going to sit down. I'm telling you guys what I know, not what I think. There's going to be those moments when you sit down and you're going to want to do things and you're going to want to say things. And you're not going to have a clue as to what it is that God wants you to say, but that's not your business. That's God's business. If you allow God to use you in everything that you do, ladies and gentlemen, there's no way you can fail. There's no way. So, but it's that you got to get past that fear first. You got to stop listening to the voices in your head that are telling you you can't. Surround yourself with people that tell you you can. I don't care who you got to cut out. It may be mama, daddy, sister, brother, auntie, uncle, whoever it is, brother, sister, it doesn't matter. Sometimes you got to cut things out. And guys, that's what we call silencing the noise. We had to learn how to do that, silence the noise. Guys, there's so much I can tell you, man, but I'm going to save it for another show. Man, I appreciate, read a couple more comments here. Cut the cord. Yep, cord cutting, it definitely helps. It frees you up mentally. Pam says, ooh, yes, when you function in what God gave you to function in instead of what others tell us to function in. Absolutely. Daryl Goldsmith, have to put the work in. Absolutely, sir. You got to put the work in, man. And you can't be afraid to take the hits, man, and not hit and not get the shine for it, man. Don't worry about the shine. It's going to be time to shine. You got to put that foundation in, all right? So, guys, let me tell you some things that are coming on tap, guys. How many of you guys want to start hearing more from my wife, from Pam McCray, here on the grind or just in general? How many of y'all want to start hearing more from her? How many of y'all believe that she has some stuff on the inside of her that hasn't even manifested itself on the outside yet? How many of y'all believe that she was called to be a powerhouse, even more than of a powerhouse than she is right now? And I'm gonna tell you right now that you're gonna get your wish, because she's getting ready to come out and start doing some things, guys, that's gonna help some people bridge some gaps as well. She's getting ready to start jumping on and doing this show also and start coming on and really sowing and feeding into you guys. Let me tell you what this show is not. And sometimes you gotta know what you're not in order to know what you are. And I had to realize that, too. I had to write two columns in my bathroom mirror. One is what I am not. I am not a failure. I'm not comfortable. I am not powerless. I had to write all of this stuff on one side of my bathroom mirror, and then I had to write what I am on the other side as a constant reminder of what how powerful I am. And I know I'm not. I already know, so let's stop talking about that, right? So let me tell you what this show is not, okay? The first goal of this show is not to be motivational, okay? That's just a byproduct of bridging gaps, because that's the first motivation of this show. That is the first directive for this show, is that I don't get on here and just tell you guys a whole bunch of stuff to get you pumped up. I want to show you, give you the information that you need to actually do what you need to do, something applicable, something that you can take in your life and actually apply it. That's why you guys don't hear me raising my voice a lot. That's why you guys don't see I'm not getting ready to do backflips for you. I ain't getting ready to walk around back and forth, wiping my head because I'm sweating so much and I'm yelling. I ain't getting ready to lose my voice talking to you guys, because I believe that the bridging the gap aspect of what we do, ladies and gentlemen, is so definitive and defined that when you're bridging a gap, there needs to be that level of peace on this show so that you get what's being said. You get the peace out of what's being said on this show from whoever's doing this show, and you have something definitive, something that you can apply to your life. You can go out tomorrow and get ready to tell you a whole bunch of cliches. Oh, the sun's going to shine someday on your life. Oh, it's going to come down and rain. But I'm not getting ready to do that. That's not me. I have to operate in my giftings, and my giftings are bridging gaps. I want to give you, I don't want to get you to the edge and then walk away and say, well, I gave you the motivation, okay? What you do with it is up to you. No, I want to bring you from where you are to where, from where you were to where you are, and I want to help you cross the bridge. I want to enlighten you on what you're going to be faced with while you're on the bridge. I want to help you when you get to the other side of the bridge, so that you understand this is what's going to happen after you're on that narrow bridge, and now you don't have to worry about, you know, all of the white noise around you. Don't worry about nobody behind you, because they're insignificant anyway. They're going to shoot arrows in the back of you anyway. Your armor is in the front, because the front is the vital part. Let them shoot the arrows from the back. You can't even feel it. You, when you're on the bridge and moving forward, you only have to deal with what's in front of you. You've already white noised everything out. You block all of that out. And when you block it all out, ladies and gentlemen, it becomes insignificant. Now you focus on where you're going. You got a team of people on the bridge with you. I don't care if it's one, two, or three people. They're on the bridge with you, because you have to be careful who you cross your bridge with. And I'm going to leave you guys with that, ladies and gentlemen. There's going to be more to come, guys, on the grind here. You guys are going to start seeing Pam McCray do more on the grind, guys, and get into this thing. And she's going to start giving her giftings, her talents, you know, the epitome of a partnership, guys. And you're going to start seeing more things for her, from her just in general. So I wanted to leave you guys with that, man. This is the realest show ever. We went over today, man. We went way over. This show is not recorded on Blog Talk Radio, just the first 15 minutes. But the good thing about it is the show is on Facebook Live and Instagram for a little while, guys. So you'll be able to go back and share it, guys. Share this out. Share this out. Somebody needs this message for today. Remember, this show is not about me. It's about you. It's about, you know, what can be said on this show to help you bridge a gap, ladies and gentlemen. So this is the People Show, guys, the realest show ever. Thank you guys for chiming onto the grind this morning. Tell somebody that this show comes on every Tuesday and Thursday morning, bright and early at 8 o'clock a.m., guys. And if you want to follow me on Instagram, of course, it's Nathan McCray 1, guys. And follow me. Friend me on Facebook at just Nathan McCray, guys. And we'll see you guys on the other side of everything that's progressive and positive. God bless you guys. Have a great day, guys. Go out and win. All right, everybody on YouTube, we are, it's a wrap, man. We're ending this broadcast. Love you guys, man. Get out there, get off your butt, and go and do something different in order to have something different. Ain't nobody playing with y'all. This ain't no game. All right, this is life, baby. You only get one of them. Go live it. Love you guys, man. All right, everybody on Instagram, man, it's your turn. It's your turn, man. Focus on what you're doing. Focus on what you want to become. Write your number down, all right, and go and get what God said is yours, man, all right? Ain't nobody else going to get it. It's waiting on you to get it, all right? God bless you guys.